This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I hope somebody's holding you. I hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't get there.
I'm Sue from Lifeboat. And Lifeboat are promoting health and well-being, but you take in charge of your own health and well-being by using tools such as mindfulness, EFT tapping, NLP and Reiki as just a few examples of the tools that we can use. I thought it'd be a great idea to get on the radio and give out some of these tools freely to people, particularly the mindfulness and the meditation tools.
Hope somebody's holding you. Hope somebody's loving you. It should be me, but I can't.
Today's podcast, I've called it Calm in the Storm. And the words that I've got today for that is this: to stand still, grounded, remain peaceful and quiet, just to observe, just be. The calm in the storm. So those were the words that came to me when I thought about being the calm in the storm, because there's a lot going out there today and a lot of things happening and people saying things and people reacting very quickly, that it's sort of quite important that if you can just stand back and just observe for a while before you rush into things and start getting involved in things and actually paying attention to what's going on inside of you as well as what's going on in the outside world, paying attention to what's going on with your body more than ever these days, so that you can feel into how you might react to something, how you might need to just take that time and breathe a bit before you actually rush in, say, and do something that you may regret later on. However, I think forgiveness is quite important too, so that when maybe you do rush in and do something that you might regret, that you can always change that, that you don't have to be that. You don't have to stay like that. A bit like, you know, when you might get a bit cross with your child or your teenager about something, and then you think, oh, I reacted a bit over the top with that. And now I need to go and tell her that I'm sorry and I didn't mean to, and that you've probably come from a place of love, because at the end of the day, you've probably got upset with her because you didn't like to see her suffering, or you didn't want her or him to make the same mistakes as that you've made. So you might have reacted actually from a place of love, and maybe just remind that person that that's why you did that, that you didn't mean to be like that, that it was actually coming from a place of kindness and love, and you're really sorry that you reacted like that, and maybe have a bit of a conversation about it. So that kind of brings me on to what's been happening for me over the last couple of weeks. Again, I wrote something that I was going to talk about today, so, and have decided not to talk about that at all. So we'll start with the first thing that happened to me. So I actually went and had my second vaccine in between the last podcast and this one. And I had a bit of an interesting reaction to it. First of all, I'd just like to say that this isn't about for or against vaccines. You know, I'm not on any side whatsoever. I think that people have the right to choose which side or what they would like to do. You know, it's your body. You should decide what goes into your body or what doesn't go in there. So this is in no way, shape or form choosing sides. In fact, it's very much the opposite to that. So I think that I was actually really very nervous about having my second vaccine. I've spent a lot of time getting reconnected with my body when I was younger, and I had these traumas. I learned how to disconnect from my body, and the problem was, as I got older, is I had to learn to reconnect with it and actually start to love it again, you know, actually appreciate my body a lot more. And I've worked very hard to get to that point. And the sort of thought about pointing something in that, even though I had researched it and even though I have some medical knowledge and tried to understand what the vaccine was doing, and I do to somewhat know that, I was still concerned about putting something in into my body that I didn't really fully understand. But coming from a place of love for myself, that I wanted to take care of my body, and that's what I thought, that perhaps that's what the vaccine was going to do. But also a place of love for my family, you know, thinking that that was the right thing to do for them and for the people around me. So I was coming from a good place for having it, but there was this doubt and this feeling inside of me that I was quite concerned about it and about putting something. So I think I got myself in a bit of a state of fear over it by the time I actually went to have it. Of course, when I had it then, my body went into shock. It went into that state of fear. And as I mentioned, in that state of fear when I was younger, I learned to disconnect from my body. So that's pretty much what I did. I was disconnected once again from my body, which again was sort of upsetting me and making me more anxious. So I had lots of things that happened afterwards. I had a real bad sensory overload, like I had to be in the dark. I couldn't stand too much noise. I had very serious motion sickness. And I just really just did not feel myself. And then I started to judge myself. The judgment started coming out now. Why did you do that? Why did you put that in there? You knew that you weren't sure about it. And then I just said, okay, breathe. So I took some breaths and I had a bit of a conversation with myself and went, hey, come on. You know, you did that. And you did it for all the right reasons. Whether it's the right thing or the wrong thing, nobody knows yet. No one knows out there really, do they? And I just did what I felt like was the right thing at the time. And I'm coming from a place of love for my body. And I'm coming from a place of love for myself and for others. So let's cut myself some slack. Let's be just really kind to myself. Let's just be really gentle to myself and as loving as I can. Whether it's the right decision or not, it really doesn't matter. I have this saying, and I say to myself quite often, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy most of the time? Well, I'd just rather be happy most of the time. And I think we'd all agree with that, really, wouldn't we? So I don't need to be right, but I do want to be happy. So what things actually make me happy? So I got the old care plan out, which I quite often mentioned, and looked at those things that I've done in the past that make me feel really cared for. And I was very gentle and very slow with myself and just reminding myself, you know, I'm a really good person, you know, just saying that to myself, you know, you're a really good person and you're coming from a really good place. Whatever your decision was, whether you had the vaccine or not had the vaccine, the decision that you made would be coming from a good place. And reminding myself how much I love my body and just having a look at it and a feel into it and giving it all those kind things that I could possibly think that I could give it. And just reminding myself that, you know, I've got the room darkened at the moment because I can't actually take too much of the light. But I will be able to have the light soon. And you know what? I love it when you wake up in the morning and there's that little bit of light coming round my dark blinds. You know, and the sun shining and you see that light and just reminding myself that, okay, it's a bit dark now, but the light is always there and the light is always in me. And then this song came into my head and it's a song by Mumford and Son called Lover of the Light. And that came into my head. And so I very quietly played that song and I've been playing it for quite some time afterwards just to remind myself of that. So I thought I'd play that song for you today and see what things Lover of the Light brings up for you.
And in the middle of the night, I may watch you go. There'll be no value in the strength of walls that I have grown. There'll be no comfort in the shade of the shadows thrown. But I'd be
yours, you beat mine. Stretch out my life and pick the seams out. Take what you like, but close my ears and eyes. Watch me stumble over and over. I had done wrong. You built your tower, but called me home, and I there'll be no value in the strength of walls that I have grown. There'll be no comfort in the shade of the shadows thrown. You may not trust the promises of the change I'll show, but I'd be yours if you'd be mine.
That you enjoyed that. I've just found that song really useful for me just lately. Just, you know, reminding myself about no matter how dark it gets, the light will always come. and to remind myself, you know, how much I do actually care for myself. And that, again, that reminder that whatever I did, it was out of love for myself. So you can think of that in all kinds of ways, can't you? You can think of it, as I mentioned, about your children. You know, sometimes you might get a bit angry with your children and say something that you regret a bit later. And you kind of think that you can't change that. But you can. All you need to do is to remind your child or your teenager or whatever that how much you do love them. And again, that's for yourself. But also, it's for a whole planet, really, isn't it? You know, we might do things, perhaps not even intentional, because we thought that was the right thing to do for our planet. And we might figure out later, oh, that was the wrong thing to do, or maybe we shouldn't have done that. But what can we do now? You know, you can change it. You can go, well, I haven't been recycling, but maybe I'll start recycling. I hadn't really got, I got a very small vegetable patch that I hadn't got much in, but I've decided that it would be a good idea to plant a bit more. So I've dug out another part of my vegetable patch and planted some different things to see how they're going to grow. So you can change. You can go, well, I can make this different. I can feel differently about this. I did feel that. But I can change the way I think or feel about it. You don't have to be stuck in certain patterns. You don't have to be stuck in a certain frame of mind. You can change it. So how do we change those frame of minds? How do we change those patterns? Well, there's a couple of really good ways that I like to use. I like to use gratitude. You know, listen to a podcast that has a few gratitude things in for myself or for my world. And now I find that I can just do those gratitude things anyway. Like every morning I kind of get up and remind myself and check myself out, you know, going, hey, you know, you're looking pretty good today. And those things that I kind of like about myself first. Let's remind ourselves of the good things about ourselves, because when we do that, then we really do start to see the good in others and realise that, you know what, I reckon nearly everybody out there is just trying to do the best that they can with what they've got, and just reminding ourselves of that and also saying that to ourselves. And the other thing that I would say to use is the forgiveness thing. You know, look at things that you can remind yourself that you forgive yourself. And when you start forgiving yourself, again, that helps you go out there and be more forgiving to others, you know, understanding more what's going on with other people. So forgiveness and gratitude are the biggest tools that I use to get myself through that. And of course, the kindness thing to myself, the care plan. I've mentioned this several times, is making a little list of things that when things get difficult or when things get a bit hard for you, that you look at your care plan and have a look what perhaps you could do. Like, what could I do right now at this minute to make me feel a little bit better? You know, maybe it's going and having a coffee and a walk. Walking and being out in the fresh air is always my go-to when I can. I couldn't on the day when I was quite bad. I couldn't really go too far, but I went out into the garden for a few minutes and came back in. I also looked for people around me that I found more nurturing, that made me feel sort of safer, if you like, and gentler with me, to be around me for a few days. I cancelled a few things that I was supposed to be doing and delayed them for a week or so till I could feel stronger. So it's those kind of things, looking at your care plan, deciding what you could do to help yourself feel better within yourself, and then that does have a knock on to others, and you find that the people around you start doing the same, and you do notice different things in different people. So this is coming back to those that maybe made a different choice. You know, somebody has made a different choice. Think, you know what? They did make that choice out of love for themselves, love for their families. They didn't make that choice to be mean to anybody, to themselves or to another. So it's just thinking about that and realising that people are making choices, and they're not making choices out to get you or to hurt you. They're making those choices because they care about themselves or their families or whatever. So just take some time and breathe and slow down our reactions somewhat. Get out in nature. Stand still, like really stand still for a while. If you're able to stand still out in nature, even better. I quite often walk this cliff track near where I live, and the best thing is when I just stop for a while and just listen. Just listen to the sea or the birds and then look out, see how far the ocean goes out. And I like to stand and look at the horizon as far as I possibly can. And then I realise that there's probably nothing between where I'm looking out now to perhaps South America even. So just reminding us of that space and that stillness. So just standing still, just standing quietly and just breathing for a while when you can, even if that's in your house maybe, standing quiet and still and just observing what's going on. What's going on with you? Checking out your body. What's happening now in my body? How am I feeling? And what can I do to help with those feelings if I'm not liking those feelings? How could I change them? What changes could I make today? So, for our meditation today, I thought we'd do a little of a forgiveness one. So I'd just like you to get comfortable. Make sure your feet are planted on the floor, or if you're standing, remember if you're driving or operating some machinery, don't do the meditation yet, do it a bit later. But you can listen to the music or even listen to my voice if that makes you feel a bit calmer right now. So feel your feet on the floor, your bum on the seat. Just take some nice big breaths. In through the nose, out through the mouth. As you breathe out, let out a sigh. So breathe in through the nose. And as you breathe out, one more. In through the nose. Let out a sigh as you breathe out. And just put your hands on your heart. And just say to your body how grateful you are for all the things that it can do for you. Everything, from the feet to the top of your head. And say to yourself, I forgive you. I forgive you for everything. For I know that you are trying to do the best that you can with all that you have. And I am standing here, the calm in the storm, just observing you, just being grateful for everything that you do for me, and forgiving you when you don't quite work the way I would like you to. And I'm sending you some kindness and some love to those parts of you that may be a little tense, or a little bit sore, or not working the way that I would like you to. I'm sending you some love and kindness and gentleness to be the calm in the storm right now. So I hope that you enjoyed that. Until I come and join you next time, let's try and make this Christmas time a time of forgiveness to ourselves and to each other, and a time of gratitude. Like Christmas for me is sometimes a bit of time remembering about those that are no longer with me. But also Christmas time is a time of rebirth. So thinking about all the new things that are coming along, especially with New Year coming up. So go well, everybody, and I'll see you in the new year. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.
For all your first aid and CPR and wellbeing at work programs and training, please contact facco.nz. That's facto.nz. You can contact them at training@facto.nz. or 03-365-3556. The fact is, you can save a life.
Home, let me come home. Home is wherever I'm with you. Oh, home. me come home. Home is wherever I am.